Blog Talk Radio.
Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we are in the studio today, praise the Lamb of God, on this wonderful, blessed Word Day, praise the Lamb of God. Today is Thursday, and we thank and praise God for all that He is and all that He has done and that He is doing. My God, I tell you what a weather change here in Michigan, this weather thermostat going up and down, last night, I almost had to turn the heat on. I tell you, people of God, it's crazy. I praise the Lord, though, praise God, that we're in health and strength today and that we're able to come into your living rooms, hospital rooms, prison institutions, wherever our voice is heard, praise the Lamb of God, to bring you the joy of Jesus because Jesus reigns. He's still on the throne, people of God. Hallelujah. No matter what we're going through, no matter how hard it seems to be, praise God, we have one who is able to give us the victory. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Boy, dreams and visions, I tell you, my God, I'm going to have to find me a dream interpreter in a minute, praise God, of all of these dreams that I'm having of really the same people in the dream. I'm going to have to talk to somebody, Prophet Daryl, or somebody. Where is Prophet Daryl today? Praise the Lord, have mercy. Where is, somebody's in queue. Let's see who this is. Somebody's in queue. Echo 773.
Good morning, Apostolic Apostle.
He done found me, y'all. It's Prophet Daryl Saunders. Praise the Lord. Good morning, good afternoon, sir, to you. Well, it's still morning in Chicago. Good morning, sir. My God. How are you today, Prophet Daryl?
I'm wonderful. I am just blessed to be alive, to be above the ground, and to be in my right mind.
Hallelujah. Man, do you know I got a call. People tell me, I just love to hear him come on the show. I just love to hear his voice. People love you, Prophet Daryl. You love. Don't think you not love, man. People love you, man. It is awesome. I am excited about that. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is Prophet Daryl Saunders. He is here with us. Praise the Lamb of God. My granddaughter looks like she's finna chime in. Hey, granddaughter, how you doing?
Hey, granddad, I'm doing wonderful today.
Well, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is shining on your side of the street. Now, you know, wait. Sylvia. Is that
Hi,
Sylvia?
Hi,
good.
I'm
that's
Sylvia.
My little girl. Look at that.
Hey,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uh-oh, here comes Bertha. My Bertha, how are you today?
I am blessed, praise God, feeling much better.
Oh, yeah, you sound a little better there, too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thought we were going to get Sylvia to do the prophesying today.
She still can.
Sylvia said, you ain't going to get out that easy, don't you worry. that's my daughter's. My Bertha, good to hear your voice. Praise the Lord. I think granddaughter then dropped some kind of way. I don't know what happened to her. Praise
I'm
God.
Still
but
here.
I see you. Granddaughter, you still there?
I'm still here. Don't be trying to drop me off the show.
Well, your number is gone.
Oh, well, I don't know. It ain't here. I'm still here.
Okay, I see it. I got it just down at the bottom. Praise the Lord. All right. I just wanted to make sure I had you. Just wanted to make sure I had you, granddaughter. Don't be getting all crazy. I got you. Praise the Lord. How is the apostle this morning? Is Apostle Andre doing good?
He's doing good. He's at work, but he said he'll be on the show in probably about 10 minutes. He'll be on the show.
Praise the Lamb. Well, we thank and praise God for him also. Praise God. All right, people of God. It's a wonderful day here in Detroit. Praise the Lamb of God. That storm, the Lord took it down south a little bit, ran it down through Toledo, the lower part of Toledo and Cincinnati, and we didn't get as much rain as we were supposed to get, but we still got some flooding and some power outages, praise the Lamb of God, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been. So we praise God for that, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All over the country, praise God, things are happening, and we have to say this redundantly. God is on the move. Praise the Lamb of God. And don't you dare blunt the weather or what's going on the devil. Don't give him my iota of the credit. Say God is whooping us in shape. He's bringing us back to our knees, back to our prayer place.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness. I read a post today. One of our, Nicole, praise the Lamb of God. Nicole Brown posted today. She says that she had a dream that about the gathering. It's on Facebook. She had a dream about the gathering, people of God. She said, and in the dream, the success, I feel the Spirit coming over me when I'm saying this. Pray while I'm saying this. The success of the gathering hinges upon the prayers of the intercessors. It's right down the page. Praise the Lamb of God on her page. I didn't write it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I can believe that. I can accept that. Hallelujah. So we're going to push intercessors. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Prophet Daryl Sanders is going to lead us in prayer. Tomorrow he's going to be the host of the show with me. Praise God. And we're going to pray this thing too. We're going to pray this through. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Because that's stuff that ain't been released to us yet that God's going to release
right.
in our gathering. Hallelujah. Some of you going to get some money unexpectedly.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Some of you, praise the Lamb of God. Somebody going to come out of the woodwork and say, I got you covered. Don't worry about it. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of you. I'm trying to tell you now, praise the Lamb of God. God's going to make a way out of no way for you. He's going to do it for you, Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because your heart is in place. Your heart is in place. Hallelujah. And God's going to do it. I said he's going to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh, I love Jesus today, and I love all the people of God. It's Word Thursday. Hallelujah. My God, as I said on yesterday, God speaks every day, all the time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But at the same, these dreams worry me. They just keep coming back in my mind. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't want to just put my dreams all out on the radio. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As though, but, oh, my goodness, praise God. Y'all got to start praying for the interpretation of dreams, people of God. Hallelujah. So you can see dreams. For us and for the prophet, I need a dream. I know I can interpret, but I need a dream interpretation sometimes to interpret my dream. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Almighty.
Your daughter know how to interpret dreams.
Who, Gail?
Yep.
Tell her I will be calling her as soon as this show is over, because these last three is really, really, they ain't wasn't nothing bad about them, though, but they really just laying on my heart. Praise the Lamb of God. And I need to find out what's going on, what the Lord is trying to reveal to me. Praise God. Okay, people of God, hallelujah, let's get ready to pray. It's prayer time. Praise the Lamb of God. And we want to, wait a minute. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord Jesus, yes. Ah, God, it's your show. Do what you want to do when you want to do it. Yes, God. Oh, my goodness. The Lord said to tell you all, praise the Lamb of God. I'm serious, people of God. Tell them I am visiting them in dreams and visions in this season, and to pay close attention to what I am revealing. Yes, God. Yes, God. He said there's a direct connection with your destiny. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Did you hear what this spoke? Pay attention to your dreams and visions in this season. Hello, light bulb.
Yes, sir.
They are in direct connection. Hallelujah. The revelation of them to your destiny. Thus says the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. And he won't take it back. You know God don't never take his word back. Hallelujah. He don't know how to recant his own word. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. I want you all to be on point. I want you to be on point, people of God. Hallelujah. As it relates to what the Lord is speaking to us in this very hour, it's so critical that we be on point. I told you it was Word Thursday. Before we could pray, hallelujah, he's speaking. My God, hallelujah, yes, God. But you got to go to bed like this and wake up like this. Wake up in the, go to bed in the Word and in the Holy Ghost, and you'll wake up in the bed in the Holy Ghost in the Word, because it will richly dwell in you. Hallelujah. I'm teaching you all as we go. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Let's go to prayer. Let's go to prayer. I just feel God today in such a wonderful way. Woo-wee! My God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. Those of you who are sick and shut in, the healer today. God is a healer today. My God, my
yes.
God. And he will heal you. He's the breaker of every chain. Praise the Lamb of God. He's the breaker of every chain. My God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or expect or think or imagine.
Yes,
my
Lord.
Goodness. Hallelujah. Those of you who are in need of a blessing, a door needs to be opened. A way needs to be made. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to close the deal on that house. Hallelujah. You need a car. I want you to know that God is a giver of every good and perfect gift to his children. They come down from the Father of lights. Those of you who are seeking spiritual giftings, spiritual empowerment, spiritual elevations, I want you to know today, if you seek him, you'll find him. If you seek with your whole heart. And if you ask, he will give. Hallelujah. Because he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. My God, somebody's heart is heavy. Somebody's
yep.
burdened. Hallelujah. Somebody's crying. Oh, he'll wipe all the tears from your eyes. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. He's the breaker of every chain. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He is the breaker of every chain. He can break the chains off of you. Athelia is coming now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To lead us to the throne of grace. Come on, daughter. Lead us
hallelujah,
now.
Glory, hallelujah, Jesus, 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 hallelujah, as you pour the blood over this light and over our hearts and our souls, Father God, we give you glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah, we just thank you, Jesus, we are grateful, Jesus, hallelujah, we honor you on this day, Father God, for renewing our grace, Father God, for opening our eyes in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and all that you are doing right now in the spirit, Father God. We thank you, Jesus, for working behind the scenes, Father God. We thank you, Jesus, for putting things together on this day, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for strengthening those who were weak, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the eyes that will be open, the ears that will be unplugged in the name of Jesus. The limbs that never used to move will move, Father God. Oh, merciful King Jesus, Lord and Savior. We ask you to pour your spirit onto us on this day, Father God. Saturate us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can give you glory and honor, Father God. We thank you for signs and wonders and miracles, Father God. We thank you for healing right now, Jesus, Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you for the fresh wind, Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that's going through the hospital rooms right now, Jesus, going through the nursing homes, Father God, hallelujah, even to the homes of those who are sick and shut in, Father God. We just thank you for signs and wonders, Father God, that will give you praise and they will give you honor, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for all the doctors and nurses, Father God, that are helping your people, Father God, who are unable to help themselves, Father God. We thank you for them too, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for the hedge of protection, Father God, that you have placed over the homeless people, Father God. We thank you for keeping their feet off the ground and out of harm's way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We call upon your angels, Jesus. We ask you to come into the land, Father God. We ask you to saturate the atmosphere, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for going into the prison walls, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Awaken their spirit gifts, Father God. Awaken their anointing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They may not be home, but they're not forgotten, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to touch every state, Father God, every city, Father God, every region, Father God, from coast to coast in the name of Jesus, Father God. You died for us, Father God. to have the power, to have the authority, Father God, to stand fast, Father God, to be unmovable, Father God. You planted us by the rivers of waters, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we shall not be moved, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we say unto the enemy, we renounce you right now. We renounce you. We say, come out in the name of Jesus. We renounce you in the name of Jesus. We have the authority. Hallelujah. We have the power through the blood of Jesus. We renounce you. Take your hands off the children. We renounce you. Take your hand off of God's people. We renounce you. Take your hand off the nation in the name of Jesus. We renounce you. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord thy God. We put you where you belong, a dry and barren land. You cannot come across the gates in the name of Jesus. You stay where you are and you stay locked up and bound. You have no power. You are weakened in the name of Jesus. We take away your sight and your hearing. We take away your mobility in the name of Jesus. You are less than mire in the street in the name of Jesus. We give glory to the Lord thy God in the name of Jesus. He too is
yes,
your
God.
Savior and King. He is your Savior and King in the name of Jesus. In your rebellion and disobedience, he is still your Savior and King in the name of Jesus. Every head will bow and every knee will bend, and we call our Lord Savior and King in the name of Jesus. We stand strong. We stand in unity. We stand in power. We stand in grace. We stand in anointing. We stand far above the earth looking down in the name of Jesus. Our shield is on. Our armor is on in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ready to be used by the King of Kings and the Lord
thank
of
you,
Lords,
Jesus.
Father God. We thank you, Jesus, for your spirit on
yes,
this day, Father God. Saturated in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
save the people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Turn them from their sinful ways, Father God, and let them seek you on today, Father God. Raise up your intercessors. Raise up your disciples, Father God, and let us tread the streets, Father God, seeking your souls, Father God, to bring back and fulfill your kingdom, Father God. Indeed, in the name of
Hallelujah,
Jesus,
God.
Father God. We give you honor on this day, Father God. You will have your way, Jesus. You will have your way, Jesus. When will they understand there's nothing higher than you? There's nothing higher than you. No matter what you have in this earth, you're still not higher than God. You still got to bend your knees and bow your head. You still got to come before the Lord thy God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father God. We give you glory and honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for the angels, Father God. We thank you for the angels on the wall. We thank you for the angels that charge over our lives. We thank you for the angels that stand back and reporting all that they see and all that they hear, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, we are here to give you glory and honor, Father God. Bless this atmosphere, Father God. Bless this man of God in the name of Jesus. We lift up our apostle Shakespeare, Father God. We thank you for anointing him,
Lord,
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bring him higher in you, Father God, in the name of
Jesus.
Glory. Pour your holy juice upon him, Father God. Hallelujah. Strengthen him even the more, Father God. More wisdom, more understanding, Father God. Seeing further and hearing further, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and reach around the world, Father God, and collect your soul back onto you, Jesus. We thank you for the presbytery, Father God. Continue strengthening them, Father God, as they grow into you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Continue speaking to them, Father God. Prepare the ears on this day, Father God. Prepare the mouth on this day, Father God. And let it be the word of God in the name of Jesus. In its accuracy, Father God. In its preciseness, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you honor on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God, what a wonderful, 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 praise the Lamb of God prayer. Bless you, daughter. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness of Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. For hearing prayer.
Yes,
for hearing prayer.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Ain't nobody like you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb, people of God. We are here. Praise the Lord. And we thank and praise for you, you, and you, and each of you, yes, God, hallelujah, that have joined us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, be a blessing to somebody else today. Shake the line, inbox somebody, text somebody, and tell them the Presbyteria is on the air. The prophetic people are here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And people of God, let me tell you something. It's so important for you to be intercessors for others. Desire them to get their deliverance just as well as you want yours. Hallelujah. The Bible even tells us to pray for someone else's healing that we might be healed. Glory to the Lamb of God. To pray for another's healing that we might be healed. Oh, my goodness. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. I felt that warmth come over me. My goodness. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God for intercessors. I thank God for people praying for me. Hallelujah. Yes, I do. I really do. I just praise God that there are people, praise God, that wants me to walk in total wholeness, that wants me to walk in total power. Hallelujah. That trust me, that believe in their heart that I am doing my best to do the will of God in this season. Hallelujah. They're right about that. Praise the Lamb of God. And all my hands can do, fine to do, I'm going to do. Praise God. And I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. That he used me like he do. That he used you. You and you and you. Prophet Daryl Sanders and my Bertha and all of our intercessors here and all of you people of God. I thank God for you. What a divine connection God has wrought. Praise the Lamb of God. In us, for us, through us, and by us, for his glory. Hallelujah. What a connection. God has done this. God has done it. It's not a me thing. This is a God thing. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Are you ready for the shift in the spirit? Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. If there's transition going on, you should be transitioning in the spirit. You should be shifting. Hallelujah. To a higher place, into a deeper dimension. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And the shift is on. It is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Granddaughter?
Yes.
Granddaughter, I want you to take a good, Yeah, granddaughter, I need you to take about a good 10 minutes here. Hallelujah. Saturate the air. Now, praise the Lamb of God, granddaughter. Praise God. Prayer for the prophetic utterance. Praise the Lamb of God to go forth. Hallelujah. And the release of the prophetic word, the teaching and all that is about to come forth. Hallelujah. Granddaughter, the mic is in your hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God, we glorify you. God, we exalt you on this day, God. God, we magnify your holy name, God. There is no other God like you, God. Hallelujah, God. We give you praise. We give you honor, God, on today, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we come humbly before you today, God. God, just to thank you for your presence on this day,
God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. For this is the day that you have made, God. God, we're glad. We're rejoicing in it, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, there's a worship on the inside of us, God. Oh, God, there's a praise, God, hallelujah, on our lips, God, for all that you have done, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Father God, we invite you in today, God. God, we invite you on the airwaves today, God, to set the atmosphere, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that will make it conducive, God. Oh, God, for your presence, God, that will make it conducive for your word to go forth, God. Oh, God, that will make it conducive for the signs. signs and the wonders, God, for the miracles that are being performed, God, even as we pray, God, even as we give you worship, God, as we give you praise on this day, God. God, we thank you for setting the atmosphere, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Oh, God, make the ground fertile today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for those that are listening in, God. We ask, God, hallelujah, God, that you will allow their ears to be open, God, and allow their hearts to be receptive of your word today, God. Oh, God, that it may not fall on bad ground, God, but, God, that it may go out to produce, God, and come back in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the harvest of the word, God. God, we thank you for the manifestation of every promise today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, allow your anointing to fall fresh on your people today, God. God, give them a double portion today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they may go forth in what you have called them to, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, yes. God, that they may lay hands on the sick on this day, God, and they shall recover, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that they may speak to the mountain, God, and it shall move, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that we may move, God, in the power and the authority, God,
yes,
that you have given us today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, God, we thank you for the anointing on this day, God. God, we thank you that we know that the anointing on yesterday cannot do, God, what you have for it to do today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, continue, God, to please the blood of Jesus over your children, God, that you may protect each and every one of them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. As they go out into the highways and byways, God, keep your standing lifted, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and praise you, God. Hallelujah, God. That even as your prophet and apostle, God, speak the word today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let your people take hold of it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, shake them up today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, give up a reality check, God. Hallelujah, God. That time is not like it was anymore, God. But, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that your son is on his way back, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God, we thank you for it. Hallelujah, God. So, God, we see the signs of the times today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to put a fire under your people, God, that they may run with the vision today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, burn on the inside of them, God, that they may speak every word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they may do the task, God, that you have called them to do, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, burn on the inside of us, God, that it may purify our every thought, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that it may purify our every word, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that it may cause us to speak life into your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, send the fire, God, that it may cause us to be obedient, God, to the will of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, send the fire today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that it may burn everything, God, that we see that's not like you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But God, it will cause us, God, to see your people, God, even as you see your people, God, that it may cause us, God, to be as though we were, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we give you glory, God, for this is your show, God. Decrease us today. You might increase, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, send in the testimony, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Oh, God, I wait on you today, God. Jesus, God, that you may do exceedingly, God, and abundantly, God, above all that we may ask or think of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that you have called your people, God, to walk in the favor today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we give you glory for it, God. God, we give you praises for it, God. God, we dare not breathe the Holy Spirit on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we move out of your way today, God, and we tell you, God, to have your way in us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, stir us up, God. Shake us up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Shake the foundation today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Put a rod in our feet today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. And we bless you for it today, God. We thank you, hallelujah. God, we give you glory today, God, for your worthy, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, glory belongs to you today, God. Oh, glory belongs to you, God. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, God.
The threshing floor has been prepared. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, both the Agos word, the Rhema word, the incarnate word is here. Praise the Lamb. Also, we have on the show today, praise the Lamb of God, my friend, my brother, praise the Lamb of God, in the person of Bishop Dr. Dive Myatt, the pastor of the Christ Church in Detroit, Michigan, on Plymouth Road. Praise the Lamb of God. And he is the Messiah of Plymouth. Praise the Lamb of God. And we just thank God for his ministry, his diligence, his example, his lifestyle. Praise the Lamb of God. And also, he is the author of a book that is entitled Opposition to Your Promise. Praise the Lamb of God. And I've invited him on the show today, praise the Lamb of God, to help us to close out this conversation that we've had on faith, favor, and your promise and your oppositions going to meet. How are you doing today, Bishop?
Prophet, how are you, sir?
Man, we are doing well, man. Thank God for you, man, coming on the show, taking time out of your schedule. I forgot to tell him he's also the state bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship. Praise the Lamb of God here in the state of Michigan. And, yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. Man, why don't you just talk to us a little bit and tell us, man, what's going on with Christ Temple them and warm us up a little bit. We just came out of that heavy cloud. And get us ready before we jump in this word. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I tell you, it was thick. I tell you, and it's still thick. The prayer
yes,
of the righteous does avail much. I tell you, well, I tell you this one thing. The Lord has truly been blessing us over here at the Christ Temple Baptist Church. And I tell you, I am really ecstatic and excited about what he's doing. In fact, right now, we are preparing for our women's conference. That is headed by my wife, Lady Rosemary Myatt.
Lady Rose, yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
You know, that's my sister, too. Yes, sir.
She's an awesome woman of God. She's an awesome woman of God. Of course, this conference is going to take place September the 19th and the 20th. And you really don't want to miss it.
20th. All right, it's a two-day conference.
Yes, it is. It's a Friday night power pack evening with Apostle Kim Davis. And,
oh, my goodness.
Of course, she is phenomenal, and she's coming to be with us. And then, of course, that Saturday is going to be a day of impartation.
Hallelujah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. My Lord. Goodness. That Davis is a homegirl, too. She's a native Detroiter. Praise the Lamb of God.
That is correct.
The D.C. area. Praise the Lord. Up in Maryland somewhere. Yeah.
That is correct.
Praise God. Powerful woman.
Yes.
Ooh,
and we can't wait. I know it's a
woman who can put it. Yes, Lord.
I know women are going to be in here, but I'm going to be here too.
My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. He said, you're going to be there too? Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh, my God.
Well, Bishop, I wish I could, but I can't. I'll be in on the Word Network that night. Praise the Lamb of God. So I can't be there with you. But I already told Angel to find some people we can send go. Hallelujah.
Praise
some
God.
Of the ladies of
praise.
God and send. I know there's a registration, and, you know, we'll take care of that too. Praise the Lord, but
of
I want
course.
To be supportive.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
There is a registration.
But you ladies who can go, praise the Lamb, you are available. You will not regret, praise the Lamb of God, going to Christ Temple on September the 19th and the 20th. You can do both. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to do both because Saturday is going to be just as important as Friday night. As the breakouts and things of that nature take place. I was just reading that flyer, Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, what a time they're going to have there. Hallelujah. Just 2 days, Friday and Saturday morning, Praise the Lamb of God. And let me tell you something. If it's a brunch and all of that on that flyer, I promise you, don't nobody lay it out like Christ Temple. I'm telling you that right now. Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Templars know what to do.
Oh,
they that dwell in the temple know what to do. I'm trying to tell you now. Praise the Lord.
They know what to do. They know what to do.
They know what
sure.
to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, Bishop Myatt, your book, you're the author of this book, Praise the Lamb of God. I'm looking at the cover right now with this tree laid across the road entitled Opposition to Your Promise. How can we marry that with faith? I've been talking about faith out of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, just about to finish that chapter up today. And it just talks about so many wondrous, supernatural, superimposed things that has taken place, praise the Lamb of God, for the believer, as you are very familiar with the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And then, praise the Lamb of God, we started this talking about the favor that was on King David and all the opposition he was going to, praise the Lamb, his destiny as the king from the pasture to the palace. Man, talk to us a little while on that.
Prophet, I just want to first start off saying the word of God is clear in 1 Corinthians 4:20. It says, for the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. And I think sometimes we want victory, amen, without battle. And if we would just learn to trust God in our faith era, because faith is so very, very important, I think sometimes we have come to a point where faith is just another cliche in the church. But faith is a person. Amen. Faith is a person. Faith is a reality. It's what God sends and puts in place, amen, in order to sidetrack the enemy over our minds and our hearts. And so faith is very, very important. And I will say this about faith, and we have to understand, amen, that faith has no feelings.
Faith has no feelings.
No. Woo! No, faith. We're such in such an emotional age, an emotional time. Amen. Everybody's
right.
Running with their feelings on their shoulder, but faith really has no feelings. Faith sees the word of God and it pursues it in our behalf.
Hallelujah! You can't feel faith.
Yeah.
Got
no,
it, I got
it. No, if faith doesn't have feelings, it operates. Faith operates on a principle. And oftentimes we don't know the word of God, and so we can't step into the principles. But again, faith has
somebody
order.
Ought to put that on Facebook right there. You have permission. you need to tweet that one right there.
Yeah, praise yeah, God. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Maya, faith, say that one again. Faith, say that again. Faith.
Well,
what
let
now?
Me just say this. Faith is on divine assignment. Amen.
Right.
I want you to know that faith is on the divine assignment, and it cannot come back void. It has to accomplish its assignment. And so when God released faith in the hearts of the people, amen, then it is able to fulfill. You don't have to worry about your abilities or what you can do or what you can't do or your limitations or what you have or what you don't have. If you just have faith the size of a mustard seed, Jesus said, you can say to this mountain,
be removed.
Oh my
yes.
God. Oh my God. So when you're talking about faith, faith is not the intellect that I have, but faith is the life that I live.
A lifestyle. Yes, Lord.
It's a lifestyle. And
yes,
when you're asking me to repeat some things, Prophet, I have to say that I'm not sitting here with notes, and so I just want you to know that if they're gonna catch it, it's divine. They got to catch it right.
They better be in the spirit on this time. It's the Lamb of God. Faith connects to that word. The faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And you said something very powerful that a lot of people don't grab onto, and that is. Faith principles are in the
yes.
Word of God. And when you
yes.
lack a knowledge of the Word, as Franklin D. Roosevelt said, you have neglected yourself of the best.
Yes,
and
yes,
when your
yes.
faith is not activated through the Word, your faith is void.
That is correct. That is correct.
You can't have faith outside
correct.
Of the Word of God.
That is
Hello,
correct.
Man. Go ahead, man of God.
That
That's
is correct.
An opposition.
You know, again, I want to remind you all again, I have to say this again, that faith is on assignment. The sun is on assignment. It has to shine every morning. The moon is on assignment. It has to glow every evening. It's on assignment. Everything is on assignment. God doesn't create anything that doesn't have purpose and assignment. And so faith is not just something that we say in the church, but faith is a living person. It's a living entity that God has placed in the life of the believer. And so when you start walking in your faith, then you start walking in a principle that God has established in the earth realm, and you really can't fail.
My
so once
God,
you understand
my
the principle,
Amen.
Once you understand the principle of God's word, then faith is able to attach itself to it, and whatever you are in need of, then it can be accomplished based upon the faith in the word of God.
My goodness gracious. Man, you know, I'm reading here, praise the Lamb of God. Now, stop at verse 32 where it says, and what shall I say more? for the time would fail to tell you about Gideon and Barak and Samson and David and Samuel and of the prophets who by faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned the flight of the armies of the aliens or the heathens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mocking and scourging. Yet, moreover, the bonds and imprisonment, they were stoned, sawed in sunder, sawed in two, were tempted, were slain with sword. They wandered about in sheepskin, goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. My goodness gracious. And all of these have obtained a good report through faith, receiving not the promise. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you the truth. When I read this, I get excited that the principles of faith, for, and all of these were on assignment, people of God, as the man of God is saying. The word of God puts us on assignment, but we have to use the faith principles to walk in.
You have to use them.
I'm out for us to stop saying, because we're faith people, there is no challenges. There is no antagonist.
Faith doesn't move on its own. Faith has to be moved. You see what I'm saying? Faith doesn't operate because you have a need, but faith operates because you attach faith to you to the need. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So God doesn't look at us and say, okay, well, my child has a need and I need to come down and straighten this thing out. No. God gives us faith, and it's our responsibility to attach the faith of God to the situation. And when we attach the faith of God, again, remember, faith is on assignment. It has to accomplish that which it was sent out to do.
Yes, Lord. Because it's attached to the word. Faith is attached to the word, and the word cannot come back to God void. I agree 100%, man of God.
It's not just attached to the word, prophet, but I want to say that faith is obedient to the word.
Definitely. I agree with you.
See?
Praise God. But you can't, if faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, they're married.
That is correct.
Faith, God frames the world. So when he spoke, praise the Lord, faith went into operation.
That is correct.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. We in agreement.
We are in 100% agreement. All right?
Yes, sir.
We are in 100% agreement. And that's why even in my book, Opposition to a Promise, of course, you know, one of the things that I always try to focus on is the reality that anytime that there is a promise, if you're going to receive it by faith, then one of the things that has to happen is you have to understand that that can't happen without opposition.
My God.
Yeah.
In fact, you
have to ask yourself, what determined whether or not your faith was faith, except for the challenge or the trial that you had to go through to accomplish it?
My God.
You see?
God.
And so wherever there is faith, faith is only activated because there is a challenge. There is an opposition.
Jesus.
You see? And so whenever there's opposition or wherever there's a trial, then faith is activated, you see. Otherwise, there's no need for faith.
Oh, my goodness.
There are some things in life that I don't need faith for.
Okay.
There are some things that are bigger than my ability that I need to exercise faith for.
You just said something again. Things that are bigger my ability.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Things that I cannot handle in my own humanity.
That is correct.
I need to impose power of God. Hallelujah.
That is correct.
To do what I can do and yet use me many times to do it.
Right. Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He allows us to participate in our faith. Praise the Lamb of God. He allows us to participate many times. He allows us to participate. Just like he told Abraham to go, he had to get to a place. He participated in faith.
That
is faith
correct.
Is an action word.
Let me go back to the verse. Let me go back to the verse you were quoting in Hebrews 11 and 30. And these all having obtained a good report through faith. Now watch this. This is the part where most people leave out, ladies and gentlemen. This is the part where most people leave out. Receive not the promise. Now, we leave that out because we don't want to hear that part. But the point they didn't receive the promise, but now the point of the text is that they lived the life of faith because it says they obtained a good report through faith. Even though
they did not receive the promise.
Come on here. Even though they did not receive it. Remember, God is still sovereign, but the expectation of faith still has to be in operation.
My God. I see it clear, man of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. And then the 40th verse says, God having provided some better things for us.
For us.
That they
without, yes, sir.
Come on now. And so, again, faith has to be a part of the life that you live and not just the talk that comes out of your mouth.
Well, when I was reading your book, you said this in your book. You said that our promises, praise the Lamb of God, many times, if it's of God, goes beyond our lifespan.
That is correct.
In other words,
that is correct.
It could have, just like Abraham's promise, had an eternal connection to it. Abraham never saw the promised land built up like David saw it or Solomon saw.
That's good. But if it wasn't for his faith, if it wasn't for his faith, though, to get the people in place, then they would have never enjoyed the promise. So you're absolutely right. I'm enjoying now a product of my father's faith.
Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Generational faith that's handed down. Yeah. Abraham to Isaac,
definitely.
Isaac to Jacob, Jacob to Joseph, Joseph to Moses, and so on and so forth. Joshua entered the promised land, possessed the land, praised the Lamb of God.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
I just want to say to those who are listening to this radio show today, I just want to say that if you're getting weary in the process, just remember God knows what you need. He has what you need. He knew it before you needed it.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. And so if you're getting weary, if you're on this line and you're getting weary, just remember God commanded Moses to send men to explore the land, to scout out the land. Watch this now. He wanted them to see that all they needed was already in the land.
In the land.
Right. So what you have need of, it is available to you. You know, I was given this example Sunday, and I don't know how many on the radio show today is familiar with gaming, and I'm not a big gamer, but I use this analogy for those who play video games, and that is when you're playing a video game, throughout the game, you're able to unlock certain keys or unlock certain doors or unlock certain prizes, you see. And the more you play the game, the more things you're able to unlock, the more gifts, the more prizes, the more keys you're able to unlock. But this is my point. My point is this. The gifts, the prizes are not placed there after you start playing the game. What God has for you is already in the earth. It's already in the game. All you have to do is get in it. And if you get in the game and start running the race and have a life of faith, then God can activate those things as you come across the trials in your life.
Yeah. Yes. Now, what I heard in the spirit, praise the Lamb of God, as you was talking was, praise the Lamb of God, faith not only performs the promise, but it also perfects, praise the Lamb of God, who the promise is for. So that one of the things that we don't understand as you're speaking of process is God is processing us while we're walking towards the promise.
That
we'll
is
be ready for it when we get to it.
That is correct. God is processing us. But again, if we don't start the journey, then we can never come across the opportunity to utilize faith. Remember, it's faith that unlocks the door. It's faith that unlocks the gift. It's faith that unlocks the promises of God. And when we operate and walk in the faith of that God has given us and stop using it as a religious term and start walking in it as a believer, then we can step into the greater promises of God.
My God, my God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, you said a mouthful. My God, my God, my God. My God, Pastor D.V.A. Myatt, praise the Lamb, Bishop D.V.A. Myatt, Dr. D.V.A. Myatt is here with us on the show, people of God, at Christ Temple. Bishop, give us your address there and your worship hours if anyone wanted to attend, even your Bible class nights and what have you, so somebody might want to ease in and just sit in the back and glimpse some of this good, 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 good word that God reveals to you. Would you do that for us now?
It's my pleasure. Again, thank you so much. But again, it's the Christ Temple Baptist Church, and we are located at 10628 Plymouth Road. That's 106 Michigan, 48204.
That's at the corner. What's the cross?
Right at the heart of Detroit, and we're on the west side of Detroit there. Our phone number is 313-934-4340, and our service times are 10:45 on Sunday. And I tell you, you don't want to miss it because we have one of the most phenomenal praise and worship experiences that prepares you for the Word of God. And then, of course, our Wednesday night Maple Live Bible study starts at 7 o'clock, and we just have an awesome experience in the Lord. You don't want to miss it.
My God, my God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Of course, I've experienced all of it so many different times, praise God, and have never been let down. Now, Bishop Myatt, praise God, what is the cross street? That's Plymouth and?
We're just one block east of Myers. We're between Myers and Wyoming on Plymouth Road.
One block east of Myers. One block. Praise the Lamb of God.
And
Christ Temple takes up the whole block. Hallelujah. On the north side of the street. Hallelujah. And we praise God for every brick. And the newly remodeled sanctuary is waiting on your feet to come in. Praise the Lamb of God. And enjoy the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Bishop Mike, thank you for being here with us, man of God. Wait a minute. Let me see. I got some presbyter here. Some prophetic presbyter. Is there a word for Bishop Myatt?
Yes, there is, Apostle.
All right, Prophet Darrell Saunders is out of Chicago. Bishop Myatt, I want you to know this man of God has been tried, tested, and proven that when he prophesies, that it comes to pass.
Praise God.
Speak to him, Prophet.
Bishop, how are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you.
All right. Bishop, I want to tell you the Lord said he is pleased with your workmanship.
My God, my God.
The Lord told me to tell you that he's getting ready to visit your ministry. And he's getting ready to do some pruning in the ministry. Not saying that's nothing wrong with your ministry, but he said it needs some pruning. Hallelujah. And the Lord said that you got to change the order of your officers in your ministry. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And in this change of the ministry, hallelujah, you are going to begin to see the, oh, my God, you're going to begin to see the hand and the favor of God move. I see people coming in from the northeast and west that's bound. And God said that in this season that you're going to have to stand firm. Hallelujah. Not saying that you're not firm, but stand firm on what God has told you to do in this season. Amen. Because he said it's getting ready to be a shifting, and he don't want you to miss it.
Glory to God.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bishop Myers.
Prophetess Bertha.
The Lord told me to tell you, Bishop Myers, when we first came on, the Lord said there's another book in your belly. And the Lord even gave me the title that he says you are to name this book, Crossroads. You must get the information already to work this book. So God said, name the book. The title is to be The Crossroads. God says, write the book and make it plain. Says the Spirit of God.
Thank you.
My goodness. All right, Bishop. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We thank you for being here today with us, man of God, and for all the wisdom that you have imparted. And I pray, praise the Lamb of God, that the words that have been spoken to you are life and that they will create even greater life. Praise the Lamb of God at Christ and in your life as you pursue destiny. Praise God. We love you, man of God. Thank you so much for coming on today. And, of course, we will have you back, praise the Lamb of God, in the near future. Blessings be upon you, man.
Bless you all, and I say to your audience, let faith have her perfect work in you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a wonderful way to close this teaching session out, to have him on, praise the Lamb of God, with all the talk that he has done and lectures and all the writings he has done in opposition to your promise. Praise the Lord. I want to say this, praise the Lord, hallelujah, to you all today, that what the Lord is doing in our lives right now, praise God, is going to set us up for our, of our lives. And I say that to make you aware, praise the Lamb of God, these are not small things that God is doing in this season, praise the Lamb of God. And what he removes, hallelujah, Prophet Darrell even mentioned to Bishop Mike about pruning. And I want to say this to you all. Pruning, praise the Lamb of God, is the process of removing something from the vegetation life of a plant that hinders its growth and this beauty. Hello, light bulbs. It hinders the growth and distorts its beauty. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that was a powerful word, my God. I know when the Lord in the time, people of God. Hallelujah. The Presbyter is here. Hallelujah. I already got one call. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. On the line, I already got one call. Praise God. That they have a word for us. Praise God. So we're going to start with us today, Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a caller here who has a word for us. Praise God. And I believe, I hope my daughter Maginice is on. It's for Maginice also. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm sure she probably listened. Oh, my goodness. I don't think she's here. Praise the Lamb of God. Abatine, your mic is open, I believe. Hello? 818 area code.
My Lord.
818-613. Hello? Well, she's not saying nothing. I can't hear you. Maybe your mic is on mute. Your phone's on mute. All right. We'll come back to you. I don't know what that's about. Praise the Lamb of God. Unless that's Cammy. Let me see. Praise that. Maybe Cammy. Cammy, is this you? 818? No. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened there, man. But, yeah, we'll just wait on that one, and we'll continue to do what we do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Error code 248-732. Your mic is hot. Who's calling?
Praise the Lord. God bless y'all. How y'all doing today?
We blessed.
I just want to call and ask that y'all keep me in prayer. Yesterday I had went into the hospital and had seizure, but the Lord brought me out. This is Elvis Adalino, and Minister Althea. I've came on many couple of other times, and Prophet Bertha and Prophet Dale had prophesied over my life. So I just want y'all to keep me lifted, and I don't know if you have a word for me or not, but just amen.
And this is who? What's your name again?
Elder Kadari. I was prophesied of by Prophet Bertha and then Prophet Dale one time about being a prophet, and then Prophet Bertha was letting me know there was separation that I had to go through because God was getting ready to do something different in my life. And yeah.
And you just got out of the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. And you're really calling in for prayer, but if there is a word, praise the Lamb of God, you'll receive that also. All right,
yes.
Father in heaven, we thank you today for this, your servant who has called in, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know you know him. He has placed himself, praise the Lamb of God, at your mercy and your grace and your love, Holy Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I know you are a healer. And I know you're able to heal. I know you're able to touch and deliver even now. So we command strength and healing to his body. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
show him.
Thank you, Lord.
Mighty miracle that's being performed on him even now. Praise the Lamb of God. Show him. Praise the Lamb of God. Your power. Show him, hallelujah, what it is to be the servant of the Most High. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, is that a word for the young man?
I just want to tell him the Lord has blessed me with this song. Fight on, my son. Fight on, my child. You
thank
Google
you.
That song. You YouTube that song. Fight on. For the battle has already been won. And the victory is yours.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
And the reason why, yes, Lord. See, the enemy is trying to attack you all because he know where you're going. But he don't know the outcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's trying to stop and end it, the growth that God has already implanted in you.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Hey, show God the Holy Ghost.
Hey, right
so, and the Lord said, continue to fight on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fight on, for the best is yet to come for you. The Lord don't mean denial.
Hallelujah.
Man.
And whatever condition this is that you have, it's gone, man.
Thank you, Jesus.
I felt the release of your miracle, hallelujah, in your body. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is healing you right now. Praise the Lamb
thank
of God
you.
From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Get ready to run again.
Woo, my
get
God.
Ready to run again.
Jesus.
To rejoice and leap again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God has special work for you in the earth realm. Praise
thank
the Lamb of God.
Say,
that's
going to...
It ain't over. So God says it's over. Hallelujah. Right here in the spirit for you, brother. It ain't over. Till God says it's over. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You are victorious in this in Jesus' mighty name. You be blessed, man of God. Thank you for calling in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. God is doing, oh, my goodness, wonderful things for us, isn't he? He's a wonderful God. He's a wonderful God. Praise the Lamb of God. Say what now, yeah. Prophet Darrell?
I just heard that song. He's a wonder
in my soul.
He's a wonder. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm about to get happy.
Prophet Darrell. All right, area code 734. Praise the Lamb of God. Who's calling? Area code 734. People of God, you're pushing one, and then you're not saying anything. 734 area code.
Let's take
all right. Moving right along. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a lot of people on here want a word today. Area code 850.
How you doing, Dad?
I'm fine. Praise the Lamb of God. Andre, is that who this is?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Living
God. My goodness gracious. What's going on, man of God?
I'm on the highways and byways, but the word is invest in yourself.
Yes. My God.
Invest in yourself. If you want somebody else to invest in you, they want to see that you're going to invest in yourself as well.
I believe that. Praise the
invest
Lamb of God.
Invest in yourself.
And invest in your ministry, too. A lot of folks don't want to invest in their own ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Prophet. Darrell, is there a word for Andre today?
Well, I just want to tell Apostle Andre, to God be the glory, that this is the best this is the best season of your life. And the only thing God got for you is an expected end, man to God. Just continue to do what you're doing and to know that God is with you all the way. Whatever you decide to do, just know that the Lord is with you. The
Amen.
Lord tell you that everywhere you turn around, you're going to see his face.
Amen.
Everywhere you turn, you're going to see him. Why? Oh, because that's that favor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God said, not only that, the Lord said things is going to change just because you speak it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Man of God, I hear, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the Lord saying, be flexible, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Don't be caught in one way, in your mindset, praise the Lamb of God, the past things, the way things have been done in the past. He says, loosen up and be flexible, praise the Lamb of God. You know, that was part of the Tin Man's problem on the Wizard of Oz. He couldn't be flexible. So he squeaked every time he moved. Praise the Lamb of God. So you get the oil of joy, man, and just be flexible to these new things that you are encountering. Praise the Lamb of
God.
God. Hallelujah.
My God, so you tell me I can't be Major Pain no more?
No, man. Hallelujah, Jeez. Reverend. You're going to have to be flexible in this season, praise the Lamb of God. And your
Amen.
Flexibility is going to cause you, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to see new opportunities. New doors are going to open, praise the Lamb. As Prophet Darrell is saying to you, praise God. But it has a lot to do with acceptance of the way people are, not the way you want them to be.
My God.
Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You're right. You're right.
Lamb of God. Your blessing, trying to make people the way you want them. You think they should be, or the way you heard they should be. Praise the Lamb of God. But be flexible.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because some stuff ain't coming out. And if you don't accept it, praise the Lamb of God, then it's going to destroy what is intended.
Woo!
Amen.
Amen. I think I done said a mouthful. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen. Amen. You right on. You right on, because God has been dealing with me in those areas, because now that I'm able to see some things in the inner circle, and so my natural expectation brings about disappointment. And so I have
That's right. And it frustrates you and can lead you into a depression. You got to be flexible. It's a brand new day for you. I just started over again. It's a new beginning.
My God.
Don't mess with me now. Hallelujah. I've been with Jesus. I've been with Jesus. Y'all better leave me alone. It's a new day in your life, Andre. All things are passed away. Hallelujah. Even the old mindset. I told y'all get ready for the shift now. You can't shift in the spirit. If you can't reposition yourself, redefine yourself, remake yourself, you ain't the old Andre no more.
Right.
Hallelujah.
My Lord.
God then broke that mold. Your old skin is shedded off of you. Praise the Lamb of God.
My God.
You ain't a caterpillar no more. You have taken wings to flight in Jesus' mighty name. But
Amen.
You must know this. So your mind can be renewed. Hallelujah.
Manifest the form of power.
Refreshing rain is falling on you. Refreshing rain. But let me tell you something. Some people see rain as a problem. Oh, it's raining. And other people see rain and go out and dance in it.
Amen.
Your rain is refreshing rain.
Yes,
all your new stuff is supposed to be refreshing.
Is.
And don't let the enemy do nothing else. Laugh at the devil, man. Get a laugh in your mouth. Laugh at him. Because God has caused all these things to be. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm through with you. Go on, man. Hallelujah.
Hey, it's possible, but you know when you talk about the rain, and it's all about our perception and how we see things. And if you and I are looking out the living room window and it's raining and it's kind of dark outside, you may say, man, this is a gloomy day, and your whole day is set on gloom. But if your perception is that it's raining and God is just watering the earth and refreshing the earth, and you can still go out and be productive and do the things that God has called you to do in the midst of the rain.
Yeah.
It does not affect your day, even if it's sunny outside. You look at it all the
day. That's what I tried to tell you a minute ago. All you got to do is open your mouth. When I was young, when I was a kid, it used to rain. I'd run out in the rain, open my mouth, try to catch the rain.
Yes.
In the rain. Wow. Now we see the raining. Lord, it's raining. We go into a depression. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But this is rain of blessing in your life. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
You go for power and an anointing. Man, I got all these folks here. We got to keep moving, man.
All right, now.
My son, y'all. I had to spend a little time with my son. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, God. What God has done to you, man of God. If you knew what God knew to do, you would pull over and do a jig. You would get out of the car and dance. God is doing for you right now. Praise the Lamb of God. And remember I told you and your wife, fight to remain one. Fight to stay on one accord. Fight to touch and agree. Fight to pray together.
Very good.
Because you got the Midas touch right now.
All right.
Hallelujah.
We're going to have a good time in 2 weeks, Apostle.
Woo! You know we are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to have a time right here in Detroit. We're going to have a time in a couple of weeks.
Yes, we are.
Somebody ought to make your way this way if you can drive over. Praise the Lamb of God. But get your flights. Get your room for the gathering. And that little
get it.
You want to make it there in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, man of God, we got to keep moving. We got to keep moving. Praise the Lord. I love
you,
man.
Love you, too. Bless everyone on the line.
All right, all right, all right. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, we're on our way to California now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me see if they're ready for us. Hello? Area code 818. Oh, my God. I see what's going on here. They didn't call in twice. Praise the Lamb of God. Area code 818.
Can you hear
there?
Me? I'm
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I got you.
You got me? Praise God.
We got
thank you,
now.
Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. I got a word today. Thank God. This is Prophetess Albertine. I got a word for Prophet Daryl, for Prophet Shakespeare. Where's Manjanice? I have something for
her. She's on here, too.
Manjanice, the Lord says to get ready. He is about to bring you into the front. You've been in the back for too long. He's got a financial blessing that he's about to give you that's going to be so powerful, so big. But he tells you to be careful because the financial breakthrough and blessing he's going to give you, he's going to give you specific instructions on who to sow and who to give. And whoever he says, that's it. That's it. He says, in this season, ask. And before you can get it out of your mouth, he's going to give it to you. Whatever you need, your car, your house, whatever you've been asking God for, write it down, make a list specifically, and you're going to have it before that list. He's going to start giving it to you before that list is complete, says the Lord. Prophet Daryl.
You got that, Maggie? Imagineese?
Did you light my line up?
Yeah, girl. Why you think I'm talking to you? I don't talk to closed mics. Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Amen. Amen. I received that. Thank you so much. Bless you, Prophet.
I bless you.
Now that we're here, let me tell you something, Maganese. This is a result of what you just did.
Yes, Lord.
You have been catapulted into a different dimension. And as it is in the spirit, so it is in the natural.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Elevation demands manifestation.
That's it.
Just watch what God do now. Watch what he do. Watch what he do. Praise the Lamb of God. I see you dancing in the street. Hallelujah. Our joy bells are ringing. Joy bells are ringing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Joy bells are ringing. But I want you to hear something that she spoke to you. It's about caution. It's about prayer. It's about being led of the Lord. Your heart is so big, you love to give. I mean, you love it. It makes you feel good to give. But you must be careful in this season because he's setting you up for the rest of your days.
That's it.
He's going to give you something, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to blow everybody's mind. And then those who have forsaken you, they're going to be coming out of the woodwork.
Amen.
Hello, light bulb.
Do not give into them. You sow seeds into the Lord who specifically instructs you, and that is it. No matter what they say, no matter what they say about you, no matter what they call you, it does not matter. You be obedient to God, and that is it.
And you take the rest of you and them kids and show your money, teach your money how to make money. Praise the Lamb of God, and get ready for Boaz.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said?
That's it. Prophet Daryl.
Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, Prophet Daryl, I know you want to say something.
Lord says, get ready. He's sending you a helpmate. I don't know if you're married or not, but the Lord She's on her way.
Boaz on the way. He gleaming. You gleaming in the field, and he on his horse looking.
Yeah. Ready,
hallelujah. It's the same man down there at that railroad. All right. Let me shut up. I told y'all don't mess with me today. Prophet Dale just laughed.
Woo!
Go ahead, Appertine. Go to the next one.
Prophet Daryl, I don't know if you're married. I don't know if you're in a relationship, but the Lord is sending you a staff. He's sending you a helpmate. He's preparing you for your ministry. He's preparing you for your travels. He's preparing you for your prophetic. He's elevating you, and he's going to do for you in this season. It's going to be so profound. You're going to be traveling, prophesying. You're going to be invited all over the world. The Lord has said, don't worry about no finances. Don't worry about transportation. Don't worry about anything. He's already prepared it. You prepare your services. You prepare your mission. You write your mission and put it down, make it plain and clear, and God is going to give it to you in this season. Says the Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's the second or third time that's been prophesied to you, Prophet Daryl. I know last week somebody told you you was going to get married. Hallelujah.
Yes, she's on her way. Beautiful woman. Beautiful woman. And you'll know her when you see her. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. You'll know it's her. You don't have to wait a couple of months. You'll know it's her. Marry her right away. Prophet Shakespeare, the Lord says that he's about to elevate your ministry. It's going to be bigger than TBN, bigger than State Daystar. The church he's about to give you is going to seat 3,500 or more at once. So that's per service. So that doesn't mean that's your members. That's how many is going to be able to seat as one. You're going to have television cameras. You'll be televised. This gathering that you have coming, you're going to have people coming from all over the world who's going to invite you all over the world, who's going to sow into your ministry like never before. Get ready, Prophet Shakespeare. This movement is a lot bigger than what you think. God is just setting you up.
Amen.
It's a setup. It's a setup for greatness, and it's also a test, which is going to turn into one of the greatest testimonies. He's going to have nannies. He's going to have sitters. He's going to have tutors for your daughter because he wants you to bring your daughter with you. He wants you to bring her with you on a lot of these trips that he's going to take because he's preparing her for the prophetic as well. The Lord is moving in this season for you financially. There's nothing you cannot ask of God because of your faithfulness, because you being a true man of God, because you being a true prophet, because of your loyalty, God is going to set you up with kings and queens. And to a higher than a presidential status in this season, the Lord, he's going to blow your mind in this season what he's doing for you, say the Lord. God bless you.
Oh, my God. I receive every word. I receive every word. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
The Lord told me you had a word for me.
Oh, hallelujah.
Told me you
your
had
books
a word
are going to be sold out before you can get them in the shelf. You're going to have movie deals, autobiographies, film deals, shows you're going to be invited to come on. You'll be invited to go to Kenya, all over Africa, all over to most desolate places to lay hands, to prophesy, to give a word of God, because he's using you. And when the Lord calls you to go, go.
Hallelujah.
Period.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bertha, is Bertha on the line?
I think Bertha dropped for some reason or another.
Tell Bertha that the Lord says that he hears her cry.
Oh, yeah, she back. Hold on. Bertha, you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
All right.
The Lord says that he hears your cry. He said it's already done. You just need to have faith and trust him. Just trust him. It's already done. Everything you've been praying and asking God for, just be quiet. Praise him now. Start praising him. Start glorifying him. And start thinking about everything you need to do. Speak it. Thank him for it because he already did it. Stop allowing people to distract you. Stop allowing people to speak it away from you. Stop allowing, the enemy has been telling you, oh, well, if God was going to do this, God has already did it. He already did it. You have to remove a couple of the naysayers out of your ears because it's negative. Sometimes you have to go alone. Sometimes you have to travel alone. But God is with you. God said, if I be for you, who be against you? Stay faithful in this hour and watch and see how God turns it around. And he says, stay under Prophet Shakespeare because he's going to help you and show you some things that you need to know in this season. As the Lord, God bless you.
Thank you. God.
I wish you would try to get under me. I hit her with a hammer. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope you heard that last part, Bertha. Praise the Lord. Now, praise God. Albertine, we thank you Now, I want you all to know I gave her permission to do this. She asked. She just come on here babbling. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She went through the chain and asked me, could she give this word out today? Praise the Lamb of God on this show. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just want you all to know that. So everybody that opened the mic don't have a prophecy up in here now.
Okay.
Hello, light bulb. Without permission. Without permission. Thank you. Decent and in order. That's the way we do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Albertine, that was a powerful word you gave me, a powerful confirmation. Praise the Lamb of God. And it even consoles me on some of the dreams that I've been having. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. These dreams and visions. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Blessings and honor and glory and majesty and might, power and dominion belongs to our God. Yes,
ooh,
God.
That's your next book. Dreams and visions.
Yes.
That's your next book.
No. Yes. Hallelujah. My daughter told me the same thing yesterday.
Dreams and visions. That's your next book.
Same thing yesterday to me. Oh, God. Bless you, Father. Yes, God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you so much,
Albert,
Prophet Shakespeare,
minute,
for allowing me
to
use that word, God.
Albert,
I say, yes.
The Lord
yes.
is speaking to you. Wait a minute. He's speaking
okay.
to me about you. Oh, my God. Under the God said, get ready for newness.
Amen.
God said, get ready for newness. Hallelujah. God
Amen.
Said, hear about everything you have brand new.
Ooh. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Whatever you got is about to be made brand new.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father
Hallelujah. God. God said, when you come back in town, I don't know where you're going, but he said, when you come back in town, you are going to see the manifestation of what I'm speaking to you right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. I don't know if that's the gathering. When you're going out of town, I don't know when you're going. But God said, when you go, come back in town, you're going to see the manifestation. Praise the Lamb of God. In Jesus'
Amen.
Mighty name. And we give him praise. We give him honor. We give him glory. We give him glory. Prophet Dale, you're mighty quiet.
I'm just basking on this word, Apostle. I'm just happy.
I was just telling
one of my friends, one of my preacher friends, I said, I'm ready to get married. I'm ready to have me a wife and children, and, you know, I'm ready for that life.
You going to make me a granddaddy? Lord,
yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Some little Daryls. That's going to be funny. Hallelujah. We're going to make birth to the baby set up.
I ain't got a problem with babysitting my grandchildren.
Love them little fat babies, man. She love them little fat babies. Don't you think she don't?
Yes,
God. Praise God.
Yes, God.
Boy, this is a beautiful show, beautiful day. Praise God. Let's go to another one. Let's see what we can get here. All right. Praise God. Error code 864-449. Your mic is hot. Who's calling?
It's Anthony. South Carolina.
Anthony?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm okay. How are you?
We're blessed today, Anthony. What's going on?
I just calling in for some prayer for my business, Stephen Corey.
Hallelujah. He want prayer for his business. He want prayer for his business. Praise the Lord. It's more than that here for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, get to the mic. Hallelujah. Talk to Anthony. Hallelujah.
Praise, Hallelujah. Anthony, God says that you have got to forgive. That's what's blocking your blessing. Unforgiveness. Forgive yourself and forgive those that have hurt you and said things about you. God says it's time to let it go because it's time for restoration to take place in your family and even with you and your children. It's time, says God. Unforgiveness is what's blocking you. And it's just so easy to just give it to God and let it go because the prophecy has gone forth that your business is supposed to be blessed. When you walk in faith and obedience to what God has spoken to you, the promises that God has promised are going to manifest. But you have got to walk in obedience to the word of God and forgive. And ask God to forgive you. And then you forgive yourself. Because if you can't forgive others, God won't forgive us. Stop blocking your blessing. You know what's blocking your blessing. Let it go. Let your past be a distant memory. And let God do what he want to do in your life.
Is
the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. You think
you
want to tell the prophet?
Yes, Lord.
All right. Anthony, let me say this to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Abertain is right here. Abertain is right here with us. Praise the Lamb of God, and she can testify to this. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. This is what I'm going to tell you. Hallelujah. I heard this in the spirit clear, and the Lord told me to tell you. So I'm going to tell you because I'm slow at telling people what God to say for them to do when I'm a part of it. You must find a seed to sow into my ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to find a seed to sow. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Man of God, it's going to happen quicker. Praise the Lamb of God, then you can even think. Once you do what Bertha told you to do, that's matters of the heart, and you sow this seed, praise the Lamb of God, I promise you, you're going to see brand new life. Albertine is here right now, praise the Lamb of God. She inboxed me, praise the Lamb of God. I told her, sow a seed. I said, sow a seed. Albertine, are you there?
Yes.
She sold a seed. She sold seed. She said, I ain't even got it. I think she went and borrowed it. Sold a seed. As fast as almost her head couldn't turn around from sowing it, a woman called her and said, how much you need? And came up there and gave her a check and told check blank and told her, write the amount you need.
Amen.
What you want. Am I right, Albertine?
You're right. I hadn't even made it to go put it in yet. I took that money and the Lord gave me the amount. I stepped out on faith. I hadn't even made it to put it in the bank yet before she called me and said, where are you at? I'm on my way to your job. How much do you need? And gave me a blank check.
Soon as she set her heart to do what I told her to do. Now, see, people don't want to believe the word. Maya just talked about this. If you believe the word of God, so shall you be established.
Amen.
If you obey the prophet, so shall you prosper. Is that in the Bible? Make that up.
Yes, sir. Apostle.
Yes, sir.
I just want to tell him that the Lord said this is going to take place within 24 hours.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Within the 24 hours, this is going to take place.
Jesus.
I'm just waiting to hear the testimony.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Woo!
My God, my God. What you got to say after this?
Just thank you so much. I'm believing and having faith in the Lord.
You just watch and see what happens, man of God. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That's right.
Wait a minute. I said he swear by his holiness to you, and he can't swear by nothing else. God has sworn from heaven to you. Hallelujah. You do. You, now watch what they do. Watch what they do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Faith is an action word.
Jesus.
Bless you, man of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Prophet Darrell, this I got to go to this because they've been trying to get the Prophet Darrell for the longest here. Praise the Lamb of God. I just don't. Let me see. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see where this child at. Dr. Brown, would you please push 1 on your dial, please, so I can bring you into queue. She's been trying to get the Prophet Darrell. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. She said she got to hear a word from the man of God. And my God, my God. Hallelujah. Where are you, girl? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She must be calling off of another. Here she is right here. Prophet Darrell Sanders, she's calling in especially to hear from you, and she want to attend your ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. She's out of Kentucky. Praise the Lamb of God. How you doing, Anne Marie?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Praise the Lamb of God. We glad you could get back in. She was on earlier, had to get off, came back on, had to get back off of a job, and now she's back on. Prophet Darrell, I sent him a message that you was coming on to talk, that you wanted to hear from him today. And I'm going to sit back and let Prophet Darrell take the mic. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Doctor. How are you?
I'm doing well, Prophet Darrell. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I will not complain. I want to tell you this. I just want you to lift your hands right where you are. If you're driving, pull over and just lift your hand. Sure God said it. And I just want you to say, Lord, I receive it.
Lord, I receive it.
I receive the change. Yeah.
I receive the change.
Just say, Lord, I receive the change.
I receive the change.
Say it one more time. Lord, I receive the change.
Lord, I receive the change.
Now, everything in your house going to change. Everything on your job going to change.
Yes, God.
God said this is your season of coming out. This is your new season of coming out. I'm Ramando today. He come today. I'm the Diomo Costa. Yes, God said it. God said he's changing everything about your world. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. He said the moment that you begin to lift your hands and say, Lord, I accept the change, God said, now he's getting ready to change it. God said he's getting ready to change your countenance. He said he's getting ready to change your intellect. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God said now he's getting ready to bring you forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now you get ready to see the hand of God all in the midst of your business.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I'm under the God even said to change the way you walk. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's going to change the way you. I see the fire of the Holy Ghost coming in the old thing. Resting upon you now.
Thank you, God.
Now you're going to be able to walk in newness. Hallelujah. Sure God said it. God, yes, Lord. God said disconnect yourself from everybody from your past. He said disconnect yourself all because it's hindering your spiritual growth.
Oh, my God.
He said, disconnect yourself. That's why it seemed like all hell has been breaking loose. He said, discommunicate yourself.
My God in heaven.
And I want to tell you this. And I'm gonna. I got to leave this thing alone. The Lord said that He's getting ready to put $25,000 in your account.
Jesus.
Because there's some things that you need to get done.
Jesus.
An urgency. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, Lord, hallelujah. He said it's the $25,000 that He's getting ready to put in your account. Hallelujah. And He said, oh, yes, God. He said, do not forget about what you promised Him.
Okay.
All right.
Hallelujah.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Hallelujah. Wait a minute. There's another word for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Is your mic open?
Thank you very much.
Prophetess.
Yes.
Prophetess. Go ahead.
Yes. What is the young lady's name again? I'm sorry.
Her name is Anne Marie.
Anne Marie, I want to ask you a couple of questions. Just answer yes or no.
Okay.
Are you married?
No.
Are you about...
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. There's some background noise.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Are you about a medium build, about 5'3", 5'4", you're about brown skin, and you have medium-length dark hair?
Yeah, but my hair's a little lighter. You're pretty much on target.
Okay, this is what I want you to do specifically.
Okay.
It's going to blow your mind what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
I want you and Prophet Daryl, give him your number and your email.
Okay.
And the Lord is going to reveal to you the rest.
And the Lord's going to reveal the rest?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Prophet Daryl, you need to hook up with him. Text him and inbox him your email, your phone number, your address, everything.
Okay.
And then I want you to go into a prayer and into a fast.
Okay.
And allow God to lead you. And what God tells you about him, do it. Prophet Daryl, what the Lord tells you about her, do it.
Do it.
In
Jesus'
name.
Do
it. Just do it. Just trust him.
All right. All right. We're out of time. Praise the Lamb of God. We out of time. Thank you. You are a prophetess. Praise God. Listen to me, good people of God. I need you all now to start registering. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They're on the website. Start registering for the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We have sliced it in half for you because of the blessing that God has placed upon us. It's only $50. Start registering. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't forget, people of God, call, book your room. They're not charging your card, praise the Lamb of God, and they're giving you time to cancel if necessary. Call and book your room so that you can get the special rate under the PSM gathering, praise the Lamb of God. Call, make your internet connection, get your flights, find out how you're going to be traveling. Praise the Lamb of God. So you can work that out also. Hallelujah. While the flights are being given out cheap. Every day I get emails from Cheap Flight. I get emails from Southwest, Delta. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those that are going that way about inexpensive flights. If you procrastinate, praise the Lamb of God, that's a sin in itself. It's the foundation of all man's failure. Praise the Lamb of God. Stop procrastinating. Procrastination is the foundation of all men's failure. Praise the Lamb of God. Get up, rise up, and do it. And watch God make a way out of no way for you. I love you all today. I bless you tomorrow. We'll be back with some more prophecy. The line was longer than I have ever seen it today. I know it's many of you who need a word from the Lord. Call in tomorrow, 919, I see you. Praise the Lamb of God. 630, I see you. Others, 619, I see all of you. 615, I see you. I see all of you. Call in tomorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to be right here. Right? Bless you all. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name.
Ahead, lamenting over mistakes I made, looking back on things I cannot change. I survey my world in counsel calls, lessons learned and love once lost. My joy seems overshadowed by my pain. Still I can see my hopes and dreams, they lead me. My destiny, in miracles, all things are possible. Prayer is the key, and my faith unlocks the door. In perfect love, all gifts are promised.
somebody, if you really believe, come on, stand to your feet. And begin to tell God what you're believing him for. I believe I'm healed. I believe I'm delivered. Whatever God told